part of the fiscal cliff is reducing federal tax credits, including the earned income tax credit and a credit for child care expenses. Both are big for the middle class. But the Pew Research Center's Ann Stauffer says that reduction could actually add to North Carolina's coffers.
When these federal credits are reduced, because of the way that North Carolina is linked to these credits, North Carolina could see an increase in revenue.
Stauffer and her colleagues at Pew released a state-by-state look at how the cliff would affect finances. The report also looks at how cuts to other federal spending, like grants and defense, might affect states. Again, North Carolina falls below the national average. But Stauffer cautions that doesn't mean Carolinians should root for lawmakers to take us over the cliff.
If the country were to go over the fiscal cliff, the Congressional Budget Office has projected a general economic slowdown that would likely overwhelm the effects of any of these separate components, including the estate tax link or the link to the federal credits.
Stauffer hopes the report will help states plan for the fiscal cliff. But it also has the side effect of adding an unusual phrase to the conversation: more money. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.